This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An independent redistricting commission got its first look on Tuesday at the maps that could reshape state elections for the next decade. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The first draft of the plan to redraw the state's election districts wouldn't really change the balance of power. Experts say the proposed maps would give a slight boost to Republicans who are in the minority in the statehouse, but a closer look shows some significant changes. For example, the draft would reduce the number of statehouse districts where Hispanic voters are the majority. Former Representative Joe Salazar says that's concerning.
It's not about balancing out the state house and the state senate. It's about making sure that these communities are being represented and that the vote isn't being diluted.
The preliminary maps were drawn by nonpartisan staffers. They're likely to change a lot as they're debated by the public and the independent commission. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A federal court has thrown out a years-long lawsuit that alleged loud flights from Denver International Airport disrupt local communities. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Six petitioners, led by Centennial Airport, argued that changes to DIA flight paths and runway procedures broke FAA noise rules. The airport launched the Denver Metroplex project last year using satellite guidance to open new airline routes. Judges in the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said the petitioners didn't submit enough evidence. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Fort Collins is at 79 degrees right now with a few clouds. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. This is CPR News.